What's up with it, y'all? Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah. You already know Freedom of Mind is the show. Yo, it's L, man.
Was that a little rap? See, how he always do that. He want to tease you a little bit with a little rap or whatever. Act like he ain't, but he is. I don't know what's up with that, man. But yeah, Ray Will in the house. Hey, y'all. We're going to talk about the year 2021 and what we think to expect and upcoming things going on and all that. A little bit of politics, economics, popular culture. Just a little bit of this little nice little chit chat. And I just find a little bit interesting some of the shit I got to say about Trump. And then a little bit of politics, you know. I don't know, you know, L, you know, I ain't gonna say that, but I don't know, you know. You know, the whole Trump thing.
Freedom of Mind has turned 2 years old as of January 1st.
Sure did, yeah.
So we love everybody that's tuning in. Please hit those socials. Please hit those socials because we need mad topics. We need topics to really, you know, discuss and dive into depth. If we giving y'all episodes, we need you to hit those like buttons. We need you to get our views up. And we're going to bring more better content in this third year's sprint.
I feel that, man. Nothing more to say other than that, you know. Holla at us, y'all. Cheers. Feedback. Supporting.
Shout out to Realism. Shout out to Immortal.
Immortal, that's right, yeah. All right, y'all, let's get it.
What's up, y'all? You already know it's L doing the Speak Your Mind segment. This is just really going off the dome. Damn. When I sit and reflect, a lot of times I really think of my thoughts instead of really releasing my thoughts. You dig? I don't really think about what I say before I say it. But then as I sit back, and I really have quiet time to myself. I really sit back and reflect about a lot. Like I think about my kids being born. I think about a lot of faults that I had with my children's mother and stuff. And I think about times like this whole year and past years. You know, I've been single father, whatever. So ladies, holler if you want to, but you really have time to yourself. You really have time to grow. You really have time to groom yourself as well, to really mature. I think times when you're single, don't ever look at that as times to be down. Times when you're single, it's really time for yourself. It's really time to be selfish. It's really time for yourself to unwind and really think about things. Really think about the future, what the future holds for yourself, how you can build yourself, how you can benefit the others around you as your kids or as meaning your family and things of that nature. The thing is, being alone is not always terrible. Being alone will really get you into a deep process, and in time you'll grow. I always say, like, if there's always that special someone out there. But when I say it to the audience, I say it to myself, but I don't say it as meaning to rush and automatically assume that every person that walks into your life could be that one. Love takes time. Meaningful relationship. A meaningful effort, a meaningful mind state that you're going to be with this person for a while, that you're going to build and grow with this person, that's a big step. And steps like that really take time to process. So I say that to say this. In times of being alone, really think. Benefit that time. to really sit back and think, reflect on life, reflect on past things that happened. Yeah, 2020 been a bad year. I've had between running with the law, I've had shady business. But then I also, in those times of alone, those times of being alone, I've persevered. I've gotten my business things together. I've gotten things called LLC, a license for the business. And those times of drought, and those times of doubt, and those times of fear, I've always knew that faith was near. You know what I'm saying? Faith always kept me through all those times. And when times where I didn't even have dimes, times where there was struggle, and then I was always working. Always working, and always not liking the situation I'm in, but knowing I had to do whatever it takes to get past the next step. These are benefits. Don't ever feel down and sorrow, because the next day, or the next day, or the next week after that could be your last. So you want to really live it up and live your full true potential. So I stress that enough. If you're single out there, if you're alone out there, don't ever let that doubtness, don't ever let yourself feeling down keep you from what you really got to achieve in life. And to what that is, you achieve life. You achieve living. You achieve growth. Life is a big ass game. There's levels to this shit. My uncle was killed, shot from the back, 2019. Life is a fucking game. It's chess. To achieve life, to achieve to blow out your 50-year birthday candle is a success. Too many young cats out there always want to, you know, glorify dying. I glorify living. So take every day with the most respect. Benefit from being alone. Benefit from being with somebody else and really live your life. That's it for my freedom of mind. That's all the time. One love.
All right, Ray Will here. Speaking his mind. Check this out, y'all. So we got, it's been reported that Master P and Baron Davis are in talks of buying Reebok, y'all. That's pretty big. And, you know, what I'm tripping off of is you got ESPN reporting it, right? And I'm like, what the fuck is ESPN up to? I'm getting tired of ESPN. I've been getting tired of ESPN a little bit lately, man. And seems like they have like a propaganda. And, you know, just like typically the media or an American-ran media company, a lot of them are based on propaganda. And they definitely want to put out, it's what they do. They use anything negative from blacks. If anybody black doing anything negative, they can't wait to put that shit out there and put it out on the front stream and make us look bad. And I have this belief due to facts and history that they don't want black people to emerge. You know, they have their own little way of playing the shit off and acting like they don't. They'll come up to you, smile in your face, and act like everything is okay. But at the end of the day, they don't want you to prosper, and they're not going to support you. But, you know, isn't that sociopathic? You know, that approach, you know, that's on some other shit. But anyhow, so I just don't know what ESPN's intentions are of reporting this, you know, that you know, two black guys are trying to buy Reebok, you know, Reebok. So I don't know what the fuck they up to, but I think ESPN is racist. I really do. That whole perky ass, friendly ass shit don't work for me. That's some bullshit. That's a front. So don't fall for that, people. That's just like you going into someone's establishment. First of all, before you walked in, they were like, I can't stand this motherfucker. This motherfucker, I don't want to serve him. This motherfucker, I can't stand him. And the coworker's like, why? What the fuck they do to you? You're like, oh, I just don't like him. So they walk into your establishment. You're like, hey, how you doing? Hey, you know. So that's white America. So I hope that Master P and Baron Davis prosper, man. And I hope that if they do purchase it, don't fuck it up. Don't change shit. Master P, please don't design none of that shit, you know. You know, I people who know me know how I feel about Master P and the lack of quality that he has presented to his products. But he is an amazing entrepreneur and investor. That's definitely a shout out to No Limit. Nobody has really complained about their dealings with Master P. I haven't heard anything about Berry Gordy as far as him fucking with people's money. That's the most important thing. Me as an entrepreneur and a future CEO, I don't want to do nobody in, man. I want everybody to shine. And hell, I want people to have their own. I want my artists to have their own masters right off the bat. I ain't fucking with your masters. You do what you want to do with your masters, man. I ain't trying to control that. That's crazy.
That's respect.
And then also, but just understanding balance too, man. You know, you need leadership. You need guidance. That's very important. And then not everybody is ready for creative freedom. Like full on creative freedom. I didn't say that. Hold on. Not just no creative freedom, but no full on creative freedom. What I mean by that is you making all your decisions as far as, you know, your production, your songwriting and all that stuff. You know, it's like, not everybody, to me, not everybody's ready for that. Maybe you just need to focus on the singing. You know what I'm saying? And obviously your input, it's your music, it's your input. But as far as who you want to produce your stuff and who you want to, where you're going to record at and who's going to be your engineer and all that stuff, you know, maybe you're not ready for all that to be making all those kind of decisions. Because I be hearing some cats and it's like, oh, man, what the fuck is this shit? You know, like, you know, some people need roles, you know what I'm saying? And you know, you can't wear all the shoes. You can't.
I love Reebok. I've loved Reebok since I was
young. Oh, well, you're talking about Reebok. I'm talking about some other shit. But going back to Reebok.
I love the direction that they're going in.
Well, you know, this must be your mind. But check this out.
It's a good direction.
No, it is, man. Reebok is a good product, man. And I hope they're going to be, you know, I wonder what's going to come with that. You know, I hope it ain't no limitations and stipulations. You know, like, I hope they get they warehouses and they factories, all that. I hope they get all that, own all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Maybe they own the rights to, the AI shoes, you know, send the answers to questions. When I was in high school, everybody had them damn questions. Everybody, man. It was just the shoes, man. And Iverson is still beloved, man. I hope that he gets involved, you know, once they purchase it and he gets involved and helping with the, you know, promotion and the sales and all that and whatnot. AI is the man. They made a rule because of AI, you know what I'm saying? In part because he was wearing them shoes. So, yeah. I'm just speaking my mind a little bit about that, man. And just wanted to touch on that. And, I hope they get that, man. That would be big. That's big, man. That would be groundbreaking, man. I was talking a little bit of mess about Master P. Nothing but love for Master P, man. Master P is my brother, and he's in this fight together with me, man. And Baron Davis is doing his thing, man. Baron Davis is from L.A. I'm from the L.A. I was born in L.A. L.A. myself. Much love for Baron Davis, man. Great basketball player. Very underrated. All right, y'all. That was my speaking mind. And, hey, y'all, tune in. Oh, keep listening. We got some more shit for y'all, man, on Freedom of Mind. What's going on, y'all? 2021 is coming up. Everybody like to talk about the crazy year that we had. Yeah, it was crazy. It's already been crazy for black folks in America or planet. I guess that's a whole different subject, but yeah, 2021 was crazy for everybody else. So we got a lot of little stuff coming up, you know what I'm saying? That stimulus, you know, that's been a little bit of a talk, and you know, with the, I guess with the aid of Trump wanting everybody to have $2,000. I mean, I'd agree with him on a lot of things, and I don't know his intentions, because you know, you never know what this guy is up to when he be doing stuff. So, but that's him. But you know, he out the door anyway. That's another thing that's gonna happen in 2021, which is one of the best things that fool's gonna be out. But you know, I agree with that, man. $600, I mean, what the hell is that? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, you want to give everybody else money, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? This McConnell dude, man, he got a problem, man. Like I said, man, he needs some, probably needs some black hat and some purple kush, because that dude got a problem, man. I don't know what it is. He needs some good pussy, and he needs some good ass weed. That's probably the start. That's probably the first solution, the natural solution I come up with. That guy got some issues. So anyhow, movies is coming up. It's a lot of little good with popular coaching. A lot of movies is coming out. You know, Coming to America, you know, a lot of little Marvel stuff. You know, I'm looking forward to watching. I'm looking forward to watching the little Wonder Woman movie, man. I like the first Wonder Woman movie myself. What else? L.
2021. I'm really looking forward to getting my music together. You know, I be saying a lot, you know, what makes an artist is if you really love your craft, if you really study your music, whatever genre you're doing, you really take time and really put your passion behind it. So a lot of, you know, a lot of things that I got coming. So stay tuned. And 2021, I feel like it's a sprint. You know, I started my business last year, just, you know, the groundworks. And then this year now, it's all a sprint from here. It's all a lot of money behind it. And, you know, stay in tune for that. And I think my expectations is a better building, better foundation blocks for my life personally. But I think for the country, I think a lot of things are gonna start to die down. I think a lot of this pandemic that happened in 2020, I think with the vaccine, they'll finally figure out, you know, the little problems that they had with it, and a lot of people can, you know, go outside. A lot of people will be less anxious. A lot of people will be less nervous. I think 2021, you can really say that it's from a person's point of view on how they're going to take it, how they're going to take that year, how they're going to benefit off that year and just make it the best year that they can, or years to come after that, because we are technically starting the next little 10-year batch, right? So we went from 2010 to 2020. Now we have 2021 to 2030. So for this next 10 years, you know, what are we gonna do? Ask yourself out there, audience that are listening to Freedom of Mind, what are we gonna do to jumpstart? What are we gonna do in our lives? Are we gonna let things affect us that are around us? With new music, where are we going with that? Is it the drill scene? Like, I know a lot from the UK. They got a lot of, you know, that drill music trickled down to New York. So you go from people like Dutch Avelli to Crepton Conan to now you're going down to New York, where rest in peace Pop Smoke. We got 5-0, Foreign. We got Rowdy, you know, he just came out, Free Bobby. So within music, do we feel that that scene is gonna, you know, trickle out to a lot more artists going to be adapting to that sound, like how we did with the South, with that trap scene? Music, I know, definitely is gonna be more easier for the artists at home. And what I mean is, it's gonna be very easy to get your music along these DSPs and these certain streaming companies that are out there, because music is at a click of a button now because of so much technology. So I think for the artist as a creative, I think independent music and a lot more independent artists, I think that's definitely something that we'll see for 2021 and more years to come. As far as this political divide in America, I'm not sure where that will go. I know we got 4 years with this Democrat that is coming in. I am not on either party side. I'm an independent. And I don't like to get too much into that. What I like to say to all the listeners that are listening in, just, you know, take it by the reins and just keep riding. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you are focused on, I really want you to put 100%. Much love to everybody. How about you, Ray?
Well, you know. Yeah, that's on the political end, man. And me, I guess you could consider me independent as well. But, you know, obviously me and you got two different point of views. But me, I'm just looking at, you know, what can I get out of it? You know, I feel that other people of other races and ethnicities can, you know, they benefit off of politics more than the average black person can. You know, I look at it from that perspective, you know. And yeah, so it really don't matter, you know, what political party or whatever, you know what I'm saying, you know. But in recent times, it just seems that the Democratic side, I just tend to agree with a little bit more of their point of views. But that don't mean that I support them, because, you know, generally, you know, a lot of people don't support me or my kind. So, you know. But, so, you know, we'll see how it goes, you know, with 2021. We'll see how 2021 goes, man. But, you know, it's probably going to be the same old shit, you know, for black folks, man. You know, I know I keep harping on that, but, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, as far as the economy, you know, again, you know, politics, I guess, have a whole, you know, strong thing to do with that. But, you know, investing, you know, hey, you know, that appears to be more of a trending thing. You know, you keep hearing about a lot more celebrities and all that invest and all that. Practically whatever you hear about what they do, you know, it's real popular. And you know, it you know, trends build and grow and all that. So, you know, economy is, you know, and investing is a real trending thing. You know, people have been investing for years. I understand that, but it's a little bit more talked about and a little bit more thought of, you know, I believe. So I think 2021 is going to be the year where more and more people invest. And hey, that's a smart thing to do. You know, you just got to know where to go and go to the right people and make the right investments. But politics fall in line with that or whatever, go hand in hand with it, because, you know, we can talk about the stock exchange and all that, you know, the stock market. So so you just hope things will stay. And then obviously COVID, you know, disrupts that. You know, like El mentioned, the vaccine, you know, that vaccine has to work, man. It really does, man. And I say that because, particularly in this country, people are not cooperating not enough people are, you know, a lot of people are disregarding COVID. They take it for a joke. So, you know, this vaccine, you know, people just, they just take that and they could just continue to be the idiots that that they want to be, you know what I'm saying? So that's what this vaccine can do. So yeah, I think that this vaccine is brutal for this country for that reason. And it's going to be huge in, you know, the upcoming year, 2021, you know, for it to be successful and enough people to, take it. So, you know, I've been thinking about taking it, but, you know, again, going back to my whole victimhood, sad black story, you know, yeah, a lot of us are hesitant in taking the vaccine. I know it's not just black people. I think people in general are probably a little bit hesitant. You know, I hope that popular culture didn't, you know, or science fiction didn't, you know, mess people's heads up. You know, you see these movies or you read these books and you hear all these crazy things or whatever that happens to people or whatever. But, you know, based on the true story, really, this is not fiction or science fiction. But, you know, when you hear about, you know, these men that served the country, you know, they were, I think, what, Air Force? You know, you talk about the Tuskegee Airmen and, you know, they after that, or I don't know if it was during or after, you know, they served. I think it was during the time they served. Yeah. They, you know, they got experimented on and, had syphilis or whatever, or got, you know, they got injected with syphilis and, you know, and they had really bad health and, you know, yeah, I can't really tell you the specific exacts, but I know that they got experimented on and never got treated, never got paid, you know. It was just literally like, you know, they were like guinea pigs, literally, you know, guinea humans, if you want to call it that. But, you know, I know it happened a little while ago, but these are some of the reasons why black people are a little hesitant in taking the vaccine, you know. There's another story about a lady, and she was experimented on, and you know, so yeah, it's stories, man, and you know, it's a reason why people are not eager to participate in something, you know. But we do got to keep in mind that a lot of Native Americans died from famine, you know, died from diseases like, you know, smallpox, chicken pox, because European immigrants came in and, you know, spread it to them. You know, they were immune to it, but not other people like Native Americans, you know, they died from it. But it spread to everyone, you know, including my ancestors, African, you know, people that were, you know, stolen. So, you know, but eventually, it was very highly contagious, and it was killing the population in early America. So they had to come up with a vaccine, and they did. And people still take vaccines for chickenpox and even measles. Measles was another one that was brought here from Europeans. So, you know, you keep stuff like that in mind, you know. So yeah, this vaccine has to work. So if it works, I hope everyone takes it, the vaccine, including myself. So hey, let's talk about some fun stuff, man. Like, let's see what movies is coming out, goddammit. I only mentioned a couple of them, but let's see what we got here, man.
And as a reminder to everybody listening, please hit them socials. You know what I'm saying? Hit them socials, man. Freedom of Mind. Just really tune in and, you know, send us emails, send us topic ideas. Just tell us how you feel about the show. We really want good criticism, but also we like negative criticism too.
Yeah, bring it, bring it.
Because we really like to see where areas we can improve on.
Yeah. No doubt about that. So, hey, you see this movie called Eternals. Looks like it's a Marvel movie. Obviously, you know, I mentioned Coming to America. Looks like it's another one called, what the heck is this? Oh, looks like, Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. That looks very interesting. Let's see, Raya. Ooh, like Candyman. Ooh, okay, that sounds interesting. They say Avatar, but Avatar ain't coming out in 2021. It looks like it should be coming out for 2022. That should be interesting, though. Looks like a new Halloween. Looks like a new, let's see, we got Conjuring. Ooh, Black Widow. Like I said, there's a lot of little Marvel movies coming out 2021. Yeah, there's a new 007 movie, No Time to Die. New Top Gun coming out. And speaking of the 007 movie, man. Hey, y'all, check this out. Idris Elba, you know, will be perfect to play that role. But at the same time, I can understand why they wouldn't consider him as a James Bond, because it is it's a white guy. James Bond is a white guy, so I can understand that. Because I tell you this, the reason why I take up for that is because, you know, Shaft, right? Shaft is a black man. So what if a white guy plays Shaft? I'll be a little pissed off. I'm like, well, wait a minute. It's supposed to be about a black guy. Shaft is black. So that's why I can understand why, you know, they wouldn't consider him, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand that. And I don't see it as racist, because I would be pretty pissed off if Shaft was white. So, you know, or any other race or whatever. So yeah, I wouldn't like that. So I feel him. But hell, Idris Elba, hey, why not play Shaft? So, you know, that's just my take on that. So anyhow, what about any like upcoming, like maybe, you know, hip hop products, projects? Like you mentioned, you really into the UK scene. That's was really cool, man. And, they're slowly emerging, so that's pretty cool, man. I like to see that. I like to see more African artists as well. You know, you like the Afrobeat scene, whatever. I like to see more of that. And so we'll see where that goes, man. Hopefully 2021 would really bring them out, you know. So that would be cool. But I don't know, let's see. I think there were some good albums in 2020, honestly, man. I don't know, what pandemic really kind of brought out the best of motherfuckers. I don't know, but nah, seriously, motherfuckers been great. Like Nas dropped that album, and I love that album, King's Disease. I think that was a really good album. Big Sean, that album was really good, man. So awards for 2021, I can imagine the nominations, you know, from the 2020 stuff. Like I said, you know, the Detroit 2, I thought that was a pretty good album. I think a lot of people like that album. I think that was his best album, honestly, yet. You know, the rapping was on point, man. More mature. Put together the album. It was pretty cool. I like those skits that he had with celebrities who had their experiences in Detroit. I like the Dave Chappelle one in particular. You know, Eric Badu had one, and there was another one who had a little interlude or skit describing their experiences in Detroit. So that was pretty cool. You know, honestly, I like that Savage 2 or whatever it was called. I like that, you know, with 21 Savage and Metro Boomin. I really enjoyed that album. I even enjoyed a song with Young Thug. I just kind of just ignore Young Thug's part, but I think the song is pretty cool, man. Rich Nigga, whatever it's called. That was a pretty cool song, man. I like it. It's real smooth, man. So yeah, those are the few albums that I really enjoyed in the year 2020. And I think, you know, what gets considerations of some kind of accolades for 2021. R&B, man. Whew. I don't know what's going on with R&B right now, man, but it's not sounding like R&B, and it's a lot of rappers who are trying to sing. I think, you know, and I just think that people don't have the patience anymore, you know, to listen to real, like, conventional R&B, like the more conventional R&B or contemporary R&B, you know. And to me, that's an issue with the society. People are very impatient, you know. Technology probably has a whole lot to do with that. I mean, you can just do everything at the snap of a finger, whatever it is that you want to do. Everything's so quick, you know, and, you know, people expect things. Even when you're conversing with people, you know what I'm saying? I can't even think. People, like, will ask you a question and be like, damn, they give you half of a millisecond for you to, you know, come up with an answer. You're like, hey, how do you do this and do that? You're like, okay, well, let me think. Too late. All right, well, that's the next person. You're like, goddamn, you know, I'm not a computer. So I'm not a talk speed computer with a goddamn motherfucking advanced processor. He got that. So, you know, damn. So with R&B, you know, slower music or whatever, but it's like, damn, have the patience, relax. You're going to enjoy the music. You know what I'm saying? You hear these cats or whatever, they make 2 minute songs. You know what I'm saying? My sister mentioned Meg Thee Stallion, and she got 2 minute songs like that.
Wait.
That's an insult, you know.
You said R&B. So name a cat that you don't necessarily like, that you don't think is cool in this generation. And we'll just go off the dome. One cat that I really fuck with is Bryson Tiller. How you feel about him?
Well, like, you know, his style don't really suit to my liking, but not to knock him. But I think he sounds like a little kid, you know. It doesn't sound mature enough, you know. It just sounds like I'm listening to a little kid. But and then what he talks about, like, you know.
You don't like him talking about females?
I mean, it's more of lust. It's not, you know, beat the pussy up and all that. Like, I don't, you know, I'm on some grown man type shit.
He has an album just released. Shout out to Tiller, man, Penn Griffey. Mm-hmm. He just had a release of anniversary. I think when you dive into this body of work that Bryson brings out, he's different from other artists because it takes him a long time to drop an album, and he's really not too much into socials. You know, he's kind of away from the world. But I think what makes his music timeless and classic is about a lot of the songs that he brings is that emotion, is that past remembrances of ex-relationships that he brings into the music. So if you really want to look at an R&B side, that's Tiller, 100%. If you really want to look at an R&B song, it's about having love or about having lost love or being mistreated, whatever the case, just bring out love, and that's R&B soul. You know, that's that soul in that music, and that's, I mean, in my opinion, that's what I feel Tiller brings, you know. So him and a lot of female artists nowadays, we have Teyana Taylor, we have LA May, her.
You know, okay, you mentioned Teyana Taylor, man. First of all, like, she's very likable. She's very talented. I think she's very attractive. Got a cool personality and all this. See, all this stuff about her, people like, I think. And that's what people enjoy more. But her music, it's like, it's not interesting enough to me, man. It's kind of boring. Not because it's slow. It's just boring because it's just not very interesting. You know, I'm sorry. I think that Kanye is probably not the right person to produce her music. I just, that throwback type sound, it's just, it's not working for her. It just, in my opinion, you know, like, that, you know, not to knock her at all. I'm not knocking her talent, none of that, man. But it's just, I'm not interested in it enough, man. Like that's something. Her music is just something that you spit bars to. You know what I'm saying? It ain't I can hear Pusha T, you know what I'm saying, you know, on them beats, you know, like, because he makes his beats too. So, you know, that's what, you know, maybe more work with more like R&B-ish producers, you know, or more towards that style, you know. I can honestly hear, you know, I can honestly hear her work. Like I mentioned 40. I don't know why people don't really work with that guy enough. I don't know what it is. He don't want to work with them, or they don't want to work with him, or they don't think nothing of it. I don't know. But I think he's a gifted producer and hit maker, man. He's very essential piece to the success of Drake and the sound of Toronto, right? So I think more people, if not her, definitely Jhené Aiko. Most definitely Jhené Aiko need to be working with 40. Also, there's a lot of talented guys that's out there and that people don't really give credit to, you know. I think the people who Keisha Cole work with, man, are really good. I don't know where the hell she be finding those producers, but when I listen to the production of practically anything Keisha Cole makes, I think it is really good. Like, you know, so it's talent out there, man. You just got to just go and find them and pick who you want to work with. And yeah, you got to be picky, you know, if you want your shit to be, you know, you don't even want to just stay in one place, man. You know, you want to look at different places, man. You want to live in Atlanta, LA, and beyond or whatever. And I remember telling L that, you know, it's like especially in the hip hop scene in particular, you know, it's just like everybody is coming from the same places, man. Like, you see, they come from Atlanta, they come from LA, they come from Chicago, they come from New York. It's like, damn, there is people in between that. There's cities, there's talent everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling L that, you know, Prince is from Minnesota, Minneapolis, where he was. And you know, this R&B band called Mint Condition, you know, I have to say it like that because, you know, people from different countries may be listening to us and people don't know nothing about that. But, I mean, they're extremely talented. And right, Pretty Brown Eyes, that's a classic R&B song. That's the R&B classic. And, you know, the group Next is from Minneapolis. So, you know, you got these guys that are very talented, great voices, great talent, man, from different places, not other than New York and LA, you know. And, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot, man, you know, he got that great hit, Baby Got Back. You know, he's from Seattle. So, you know, he's from the West Coast, but yeah, he's from the Great Pacific or whatever they call that area. But it's the West Coast. But who all is from the West Coast was motherfuckers from California, which is great. You know, I'm from the West Coast, I'm from Cali, and I that's my beloved state. You know, I love West Coast music, you know what I'm saying? But damn, that ain't the only motherfucking West Coast, you know what I'm saying? We in Vegas right now, this is West Coast, so you know, we need some more cats from out here. You know, yeah, we got Dizzy Wright, but we need some more cats, man. There's more talent out here. And, you know, obviously in the R&B scene, we got 702. I love 702. I grew up listening to 702. I love their stuff. Now, that's what you talk about, good R&B. I mean, that's why I always refer back to the old shit, man. 702, man, did great stuff, man. I love their stuff, man. You know, Get It Together. I think that song was written by Donnell Jones. Great song, you know. Yeah, I like that little album that they had called Star. They worked with the Neptunes on some of those songs on that album, you know what I'm saying? That song, I Still Love You. Love that damn song, man. They even got this song, this slow song. I love the song. It's a slow song. It's pretty long too, but I love that song, man. I always find myself playing that song. They, you know what I'm saying? Very good singing. Listen to me, that little chocolate one, man. I think Mila, I think her name is. She's with Music Soul Child, man. Beautiful voice, man. Beautiful. That's one of the most beautiful R&B voices I've ever heard in my life. Like, it's gorgeous. Her voice is unique to me. And it can kind of go right along with Coco from SWV. I love her voice. Her voice kind of remind me a little bit of Diana Ross, just a little bit. But that song, man. You know, see, we ain't got no stuff like that. Like, you feel that shit. I'm sorry, I don't feel that boy. He's talented, but he sounds like a little kid to me, you know. I don't know. It's just, I ain't really feeling them. Not mature enough to me.
We don't have like, I know, I understand. Like, we don't have the Black Streets of today. We don't have the Boys the Men. No. We don't have even Tiny's group back then. We don't
Escape. Yeah.
We don't have the Aaliyahs.
Nah.
We don't have that nowadays. Shit, even TLC.
TLC was the shit, man. You talking about, man? That Crazy Sex Cool. I didn't know. Now, one motherfucker who did not have an album, Men and Women, had Crazy Sex Cool Homeboy in their car or in their house somewhere. That CD cover, you know, with the three little beautiful faces or whatever, you know. Man, hey, Chili can get it into you. Hey, man, we running out of time. God damn it.
But thanks for the chat about R&B. This was our perspective for 2021 and just a little bit dive into some music. Thank you all for listening again. You know, it's L.
Freedom of Mind.